This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The fashion aware among you will probably recognize this list of names: Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, Anina Bing, Leah Kabide, also Alexa Chung. They are all models, fashion icons of a sort, who are now making the leap from showing clothes to making clothes. Alexa Chung is the latest. Her new line came out in May. Elizabeth Holmes wrote about it for Vogue. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Kai.
So these women, Alexa Chung, Anina Bing that I just mentioned, why is it so interesting in the fashion world what they're doing?
Well, you know, we're in a serious model moment right now. Models are not just, you know, the clothes horses that they used to be. They are social media superstars, and they have a real power. You know, Alexa Chung launched her new clothing line to much fanfare. A lot of people know her and know her aesthetic. And so I think a lot of retailers and shoppers were super excited to be able to buy a piece of it.
Talk to me for a minute about this phrase you used a minute ago. We're in a model moment. The retail moment right now in this country anyway is a little tricky. It's fine globally, but retailers in this country are having a hard time.
Absolutely. And I would say, too, a lot of these girls are starting clothes or clothes lines that are in the luxury price point, mm-hmm. which is, you know, you're not asking someone to spend $25 on a T-shirt. You're asking them to spend $400 on a T-shirt.
Really? Seriously?
Some of these girls, it just sort of depends. And so with the mass audience, I think there's a little bit of a lower bar. When you're wanting to start in the luxury realm and get the attention of those retailers, I would say, you know, if they're going to ask shoppers to spend $1,000 on a leather jacket, it has to be a really good leather jacket.
Yeah,
it can't just have a model name on it.
Yeah. You mentioned this in your piece, Elizabeth Hurley, who did it back in the 2000s someplace. These women are sort of the next generation of that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I would say, you know, look at somebody like Kendall Jenner or Gigi Hadid. These girls have a real branding power behind them. They have, you know, millions of followers and people get really excited. A lot of times what happens, though, is they don't try and start their own clothing line. They look to an established design house to do a collaboration. So in the case of Gigi Hadid, she's got a relationship with Tommy Hilfiger. Mm-hmm. And so Tommy has all that expertise and that institutional knowledge. And all Gigi has to do is say, this is what I think is really cool right now. You know, it's a much easier proposition, I would say, to do a collaboration with an established design house rather than strike out on your own.
You mentioned social media very quickly in passing, but it is not to be underestimated, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think a model today, they come with a mandate that they have to build their own voice and their own personality on social media. Now they have to really bring something to the table. And the design world really benefits from that because I think the more sort of mass following, especially a high fashion brand can have. And, you know, people will save their pennies and try and participate in that brand.
Well, yeah, but I might follow Kendall Jenner on Instagram. I don't, by the way, just for the record, but I'm not going to pay $400 for a Kendall Jenner, you know, endorsed T-shirt, right?
Well, you might not, Kai, yeah. But I think there's a lot of women out there that would.
In the generic third person, but I guess there are.
I think that people want to feel closer to these girls. You know, there's something about Instagram that's super intimate, right? Mm-hmm. You feel like you're getting a peek into their real lives. It feels, I hate this word, but it feels really authentic, right? Even though a lot of these photos are super posed and, you know, carefully planned. Again, when they put out a picture and say, hey, this is my new jacket, you know, maybe you want to buy it. People say, maybe I do. You know, I mean, it's so much different than having, you know, watching a television commercial or even seeing an ad in a glossy magazine.
Yeah, totally true. Elizabeth Holmes, her piece on models turning designers is in Vogue. Elizabeth, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.